Travis Shaw will lead off for the Brewers as we go to the bottom of the third. Crew continues to lead. It's 4-2 over the Reds. Deck McGuire back out for his third inning of work. He struggled in the first inning, allowing four runs and throwing 39 pitches. He really settles down in the second inning, needing just 14 pitches to dispatch the Brewers. We'll see how the third inning goes. The first pitch to Shaw, he takes it for a ball outside. Counts 1-0. McGuire, when nobody's on base, works incredibly quickly. The 1-0, that's hit hard. First base side through the hole between the first baseman Votto and a diving second baseman Jeanette, and that's a leadoff single for the Brewers. They get the leadoff hitter aboard for the second time in three innings, and now here's Domingo Santana to the plate. Santana hit a three-run home run back in the first inning, accounting for three-quarters of the Brewers' runs so far. Santana, his 29th of the year, so now one home run in the final five and a half games, and he's got himself a 30 home run season. And that still means something. Travis Shaw being held on over at first by Votto. Santana being played to pull the ball in the infield, pretty much straight away on the outfield, and the first pitch to him, low and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Tell you what, if they want to pitch Santana to the outside like that, there is a lot of room for him to go the other way. As the second baseman, Jeanette, plays close to the second base bag, and Votto is holding the runner Shaw on. Ton of real estate, first base side. Here's the 1-0 pitch, that misses low and away, and the count's 2-0. 278 hitter, 29 home runs, 83 RBIs for Santana. If I would have given you the option to get that kind of production from Santana before the season got started, I'm pretty sure you would have taken it. Here's the 2-0. That misses just outside, 3-0 now, as McGuire is running into those issues of not being able to throw strikes again. That's what happened in the first inning when he walked Neil Walker and got behind in some counts as well. So the count's 3-0, Santana taking all the way. And the pitch is right down the middle for a strike. The count's 3-1. Roof is open, panels are open. A good night for the ball to fly here at Miller Park. 3-1 delivery. Santana gets underneath it, lifting it down the right field line. The right fielder Schiebler, right next to the foul line, barely in fair territory. He makes the catch for the first out of the inning. That traveled a lot more distance than I thought it would off the bat as he got underneath it, but that thing went a good 330 feet down the line. And it's caught, so that's the first out of the inning, and now here's Stephen Vogt, who had a double and scored back in the first inning. The decision to acquire Stephen Vogt seemed like a big deal at the time. It's an even bigger deal now as Manny Pena deals with a thumb contusion or a thumb sprain, and his season might be over. To have somebody like Vogt is a big deal for this team, a guy who's played at a high level. First pitch in for a strike, and the count's 0-1. And Vogt's put up respectable numbers. 245 average, 7 home runs, 17 RBIs this year. Count's 0-1. Here's the pitch. This is low and away for a ball, and the count evens up to one ball and one strike. One delivering. Here comes. Vogt takes inside for a ball, 2-1. Speaking of Manny Pena, he told the assembled media the other day that if he can find a way to catch, he's going to play. That he's not too worried about the hitting. But if he can find a way to catch, that's where he's most valuable. He's going to try to get back into the lineup. Brewers lead 4-2. We're in the bottom of the third. The pitch, Vogt holds a swing on a pitch low, and it's now 3-1. Shaw the runner at first. Orlando Arcia waits on deck. Brewers looking to add to their lead. It's 4-2 in the bottom of the third inning. First game of a three-game set. get the sense that the Brewers probably have to go 5-1 down the stretch to have a real legitimate shot at sneaking into the postseason. Here's the 3-1. That is fouled off the end of the bat. And that 5-1 equation, obviously there's, you can either sweep the Reds and take 2 out of 3 against the Cardinals, or take 2 out of 3 against the Reds and sweep the Cardinals. You would think that sweeping the Reds at home would be a bit more plausible than sweeping the Cardinals in St. Louis, but you never know. And depending on how the Rockies play against the Marlins, the Rockies lost yesterday, maybe you don't need to go 5-1 to get to the postseason. I think 5-1 is the number you look at and say 5-1 probably gets you in. Here's the pitch. That's a swing and a miss as McGuire takes something off that delivery. Vogt goes down swinging, second out of the inning. And Orlando Arcia will now come to the plate. Arcia had an RBI single back in the first inning. That scored Vogt from second. That made it 4-0 at the time before the Reds get 2 runs in the top of the second. And that takes us to our current score of 4-2 as we are in the bottom of the third inning. Arcia played to pull the ball. Right-handed hitting shortstop awaits the first delivery from McGuire, who works significantly slower with runners on. Shaw's over at first, so he's going to take his time delivering. First pitch catches the outside portion of the plate. The count's 0-1. No balls, 1 strike, 2 outs in the inning. Pitch to Arcia. He takes that low for a ball. 1-1. Since the Brewers scored the 4 runs and sent 8 batters to the plate in the first inning, they've had 2 base runners, a Neil Walker walk in the second and the Shaw leadoff base hit here in the third. Shaw continues to be held on by Joey Votto as the 1-1 delivery. Low and away for a ball, 2-1. Looks like McGuire is trying to be very careful with Orlando Arcia, nibbling a bit. You would think Arcia would profile as the kind of guy that McGuire would go right at. But right now, that doesn't seem to be the case. Here's the 2-1. That just touches the outside corner. That outside corner to right-handed hitters has been open for business tonight with a veteran home plate umpire, Bill Welke. He'll give him credit, though. He's been consistently calling it a strike. That's all you ask for as a hitter or a pitcher. Set the strike zone and stick with it. 2 balls, 2 strikes the count. Check over to first, and Shaw gets back in standing. Game 2 of the series tomorrow night, 7:05 first pitch, and then the final regular season home game of the year coming up on Thursday. That's a time change, 3:10 for first pitch on Thursday. Tickets still available. Here's the 2-2, high and away, not even close to the zone, and the count's 3-2. Surprised the way McGuire is approaching Orlando Arcia. Arcia did have the RBI single back in the first inning. So 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The runner Shaw will be going from first with the pitch. Votto is still holding him on. Now he's going to come off the bag. There goes Shaw. The pitch is lined down the left field line. Coming in, the left fielder Duvall is going to drop down in front of him. He does a nice job to get to it, though. Drops down for a base hit for Arcia, his second hit of the day. Shaw goes to second, and the Brewers have runners on at first and second, and here comes Brett Phillips to the plate. Phillips, the left-handed hitting center fielder, struck out looking to end things back in the first. He does not want to be the guy to end things in 2 of the first 3 innings. Catcher Barnhart's going to go out and talk with McGuire. I think the message here has got to be aggressive. McGuire lost a lot of that aggressiveness when he was facing Arcia. So we'll see how he handles Brett Phillips. Shaw the runner at second. Arcia the runner at first. Shortstop Cozart plays behind the bag at second. Votto's playing behind the runner Arcia at first. And the first delivery to Phillips, a big swing and a miss. Swing and a miss, excuse me, on a pitch down in the dirt. Counts 0-1. Phillips has turned into a guy who makes an impact on this team with his bat and with his glove. I think a lot of people knew that he was a plus defender, but the plays he has made, he has really contributed some wins in September. Here's the 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss on a 90-mile-per-hour fastball. And Phillips is down in the count 0-2. He's got to protect the plate. Arcia says a word or two to first base coach Carlos Sobero. No balls, two strikes. The pitch. That is fouled first base side, chopped over towards the Brewers' dugout, and then bounces off the railing. And speaking of Sobero, he's going to go pick that ball up and toss it into the stands. And the count remains at 0-2. 75 pitches for Deck McGuire here in the third. Obviously, that is significantly higher than he would like. The 0-2 pitch is on the way. That misses inside. One ball, two strikes. Good eye shown by Brett Phillips. Rookie center fielder will be right there in the mix next year in spring training, competing for a job and maybe even a starting spot. He has shown well in September. The 1-2, that misses inside just barely. Two balls, two strikes. As Phillips forces McGuire to work, and when you're at 77 pitches in the third inning, higher percentage chance that McGuire is going to miss on a pitch. Shot second, RC at first. Brewers lead 4-2, bottom of the third. Here's the delivery to Phillips. That's in the dirt as well. And after getting behind in the count 0-2, Phillips has worked the count back full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs in the inning. So that means the runner, Shaw at second, RC at first, will be going with the pitch. In a two-run ball game, this is a big moment. And now the Reds bullpen is back up as well. Phillips a long wait. I think it's a game of cat and mouse, and now Phillips is going to ask for time. And with that, the catcher Barnhart will go out and have a quick word with McGuire. St. Louis has jumped out to a 3-0 lead on the Cubs. That game is in the top of the second inning at Busch Stadium. Magic number for Chicago down to one, so all they need is one more win or one Brewers loss to clinch the NL Central. So the Brewers not yet mathematically eliminated. The 3-2 fouled, and we'll do it again. They are just getting underway in Colorado, the Marlins and the Rockies. A Brewers win and a Rockies loss tonight, and the Brewers are a half game out of that second wild card and once again would control their own destiny. Here's the 3-2. Phillips hits it first base side. Second baseman Jeanette going to his left on the cut of the grass. He throws wide of the bag at first. Coming in to score is Shaw. Arcia being sent. He's going to come home. The ball way behind the backstop. Finally picked up by McGuire. As Phillips around second, into third, a foot first slide, and he is in a three base error, two run score, and the Brewers have doubled their lead. It is now a 6-2 contest. Scooter Jeanette commits just his eighth error of the season. But a bad error as he threw wide of the bag at first. You don't see three bag errors very often, but that's what you get there from Jeanette. And it's a four-run game once again, 6-2. And it also clears the pitcher's spot as Zach Davies will come to the plate with two outs in the inning. Pitch number 81 from McGuire. Misses outside for a ball, 1-0. And whether Davies ends the inning or not, there's a pretty good chance this will be the final batter that McGuire faces today. 6-2, Brewers lead. Here's the 1-0. That misses low for a ball, 2-0. McGuire's rattled. As he talks to himself with his glove up to his mouth. Now he takes a moment. Walks back onto the mound, just about ready to deliver. Two balls, no strikes to the pitcher, Davies. Here it comes. He hits it out to shallow left field. In fact, it may stay on the infield. It does, just on the infield dirt off the cut of the outfield grass. The shortstop, Cozart, makes the play. So Davies pops out to the shortstop to end the inning, but a big inning for the Brewers as they get a couple more runs on the board. Two runs score on two hits. There's one error. The Brewers leave one, and it is now a 6-2 game Brewers lead as we head to the fourth.